Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You know the security system, ADT?
Yeah, of course. Somebody's always home, right? Or what's the slogan? I don't know, but I do know. I'm familiar with the company.
So they put out a list of the best places to hide a spare house key, which made me giggle because I'm like, wait a minute. If you're a security system, shouldn't you be advising people not to hide keys, like, you know, around the house?
Well, I feel like you do need one somewhere because it is an emergency. You got to get into your house and you don't want to be the one busting a window, right?
I agree. Yep.
So you got to have something somewhere, but I mean, there's definitely some spots that are better than others, I'm guessing.
On their list, in a hollow fake rock that blends in with its surroundings. Fake rocks, very big when it comes to hiding keys.
They are very popular. I find that they never, ever blend in with surroundings, though.
True.
But okay.
Inside a small lockbox under the porch or in a key hider magnetic key holder.
Yeah, I remember when those became a thing. They rust sometimes. I had a friend tried to get into his house. They had it in one of those things. The box itself had rusted. Couldn't get into the box.
Tucked inside a barbecue grill in the backyard. That's an OG one. Lots of people do that one.
Yep.
Under the foot of a chair on the patio.
Okay.
Under a loose brick in the walkway. That's actually a good idea.
Not too bad.
I mean, if somebody's trying to break into your house, they got to spend a lot of time lifting up bricks, right?
Well, most security guards would say that you shouldn't have bricks because they can throw through one window.
In the doghouse or under a children's toy or birdhouse in the front yard. Or they say secure a key on a nearby tree with a nail.
Interesting. Yeah, okay. I mean, I hadn't really thought of that one. That's the first time that I heard that.
Ironically, the worst places to hide a spare house key is where I hide mine.
Okay, so where do you hide yours?
I have an extra key in my wallet. I keep it in my change purse. So it's like the emergency. If I forgot to grab the house keys or whatever, or somebody takes the car and I forgot, I always have something on me. It says it's the worst place. And then I thought about it. I'm like, of course, because if I lose my wallet, you have my license and you can find exactly where I live along with the key to get into the house.
Yeah, my wife used to keep her spare car keys in her purse also, which was baffling to me.
Right.
It just seemed like she felt like that's where it was the most secure. I got to tell you, we actually don't have a spare key outside of the house. We don't keep one anywhere, but it's only because I know how to break into my house.
How do you break into your house?
Oh, I can get in a door with a credit card inside of 30 seconds.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
If the deadbolt is not thrown, I can get inside of a house inside of 30 seconds.
I mean, how did you learn how to do that?
Well, necessity being the mother of all invention, it's amazing what you'll figure out. But you see a couple things on television a couple times. That's also how I met my father-in-law. The first time that I ever met him, my wife called me crying. She wasn't my wife at the time. We had just started dating, and she was locked out of her house. And I said, no problem. I'll be right over. I walked up, said hello to him, and immediately shoved my credit card in her door and was in the house in 15 seconds.
And he was like, that's the man you're going to marry? Or was he like, somebody please notify the authorities?
I think it was 50-50, and the story changes day by day depending on when you ask him.
Why is it trending? New stories that are trending and why. Nick Cannon is trending again, Raven.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he did an interview.
Come on, he's not having another baby, is he?
Well, I mean, that's what everybody says. That's like the joke at this point. And of course, he's doing this interview with Howard Stern, and that's what they're talking about. The fact that he's got 12 kids and all the baby mamas.
Mm.
But Stern keeps asking if he could impregnate another woman, who would it be? And this is why the story is trending.
Nick, Taylor Swift wants to have a baby with you.
I mean, absolutely. I'm in.
That would
Let's
do it.
Go.
He's in.
That's the one.
First of all, she's an amazing songwriter.
Okay.
And what I do love about Taylor Swift is the fact that she has been so vulnerable and open with all of her music since a young girl. She kind of like me. Like, me and Taylor's numbers is very similar when we're talking about being in these streets.
I don't know what that means. I mean, so Taylor Swift dated some people. Nick Cannon, you got 12 different people pregnant, or 12. Mm-hmm. You have 12 babies.
Yep.
I mean, this is not the same.
No. Nope.
This is not the same at all.
I would love if you had a baby with Taylor Swift. I think it would be
me
fantastic.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think that would be amazing.
Started off as a joke, then all of a sudden he was on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And he was like begging for Taylor Swift to marry him and have babies.
It's creepy.
It is creepy.
I mean, roll it back. I mean, listen, I get it. She's She's a heck of a catch. I mean, she's a billionaire and very talented and an attractive girl, too. But, I mean, come on, roll that back.
Every Swiftie in the world on Twitter and Instagram and all over the place was like, back up.
Yeah, they were just like, ew.
Right.
And Stern, bro, you shouldn't even be talking about that at this point. You're too old to be talking about Taylor Swift and who she's hanging out with. Seriously.
Mm.
It's gross.
Yeah, so that was that.
Yeah.
Also trending, financially independent.
Mm.
Interesting fact that caused a lot of debate online yesterday. So 68% of parents, and that's a high amount of people if you think about it, are sacrificing their own financial well-being to help support their adult children.
Sure.
Which it led to the debate at what age should your children be financially independent?
Yeah.
So this is where the divide comes in, because older adults say that once you turn 18, you should be financially responsible for all your things. But most young people say that 21 is when you start supporting yourself.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think that, I mean, listen, especially given how expensive the world now is, I think that you're smart to make sure that you've got a little bit of something to continue to help your adult children until probably their mid, like, 20s, to tell you the truth. I mean, there's a lot of learning that goes on during that time. And you're getting into careers. Maybe you're going to keep it. Maybe you're not. But at some point, I also believe that the kids should start paying for their parents. You know what I mean? So, like, when you hit, like, you know, 65, 70, like, your kids should be supplementing your income.
So, from buying groceries to paying for cell phone plans, covering health insurance, auto insurance, parents are paying $1,400 a month on average to help their adult children make ends meet.
Well, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
You know, now you're starting to talk, you're getting up there. You're past $15,000. You're looking at nearly $20,000 a year. That's a lot of money.
I think once, this was in my family, and it just felt right. And I
sure.
think it's my expectations for my own children. But once they graduate college,
yeah.
then you got to figure it out. I'll help you once you graduate college to get yourself going. But once you get a job, you have to start, you know, doing things on your own. That being said, my parents paid for my cell phone until I got married.
I mean, you told me you didn't want your daughter to move out ever.
Oh, well, it's true.
So
right.
We'll see how that goes.
Maybe she'll pay me rent. Yeah, right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What is driving you crazy right now? 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you.
Anna, if you're carrying a roll of toilet paper in your travel bag, that's all I need to know about you. I was out at the casino this past weekend there, and, you know, people are rolling in with their bags and stuff like that, or rolling in and out of the hotel, and these people had a roll of toilet paper, and it was sticking out of the top of their bag, and I was so confused as to why that was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, there's toilet paper in the hotel.
Really?
You're checking out, and you're ripping off the toilet paper. That's also all I need to know about you, but these people were clearly checking in.
True story. The first day that Raven showed up for work, he brought and proudly put on our board table right here,
mm-hmm.
wipes.
Yeah.
Like baby wipes.
Oh, they're right over there in my bag right now. You want some?
Nope. And he explained to me that he only goes to the bathroom with his own wipes.
Mm-hmm. That's like, because I'm like a celebrity.
First day.
You know, you think Brad Pitt uses paper? No.
Uh-huh. And you're criticizing somebody that brought their own toilet paper?
I mean, there's toilet paper in the hotel. That's all I'm saying.
I mean,
it's a good ply, too. It's not bad.
You brought wipes to the office and proudly put them on your desk on your first day of work.
If they had wipes, I wouldn't have questioned it.
James, that's all I need to know about you.
If you start a sentence with no offense, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, because that means immediately you're going to say something offensive.
Yeah, the variations right. of that are don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah, it's nothing personal, but
can I be honest for a second?
Oh, I've heard every one of these things.
Yeah.
I feel like we heard like five of these on Saturday.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wendy, that's all I need to know about you.
If you're the type to plan out events and you're always late to them, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, the person that's in charge? Yeah, the person that came up with the plan.
Oh, gosh.
And then they're there 20 minutes late.
Oh.
Yeah, and we're all standing around because you didn't tell anybody the plan before because you'd like to be in control. Yeah, you little control freak. I know who you are. I recognize you.
You want to be in control? Cool. Just show up on time because I follow the rules. You told me to be here at 5 o'clock. I'm here at 5 o'clock. Where
right.
are you?
How about be early if yeah. you're in charge, all right?
My favorite is the text, running 5 behind.
Oh.
Yeah. Gosh, I almost broke my ankle running out of my house so I wouldn't be late.
The joke in our house is always getting off the exit because Our kid's never on time for anything. He always texts you 10 minutes late, and he always says he's getting off the exit.
Yep.
And I know you're leaving your house. No, you're not fooling anybody.
Angela, that's all I need to know about you.
Well, if you claim that you can do something because you watched a YouTube video on it, that's all I need to know about you.
What are we doing here? I mean, because there's some stuff that I can kick butt at when I see a YouTube video. I might have to pause it, back it up, pause it, back it up, pause it, back it up for a couple hours. But usually I can complete it. What are we talking about here?
Paving the driveway.
What?
Who's paving the driveway?
My husband.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think that your husband's probably fooling himself.
Right.
That seems like a little bit much. It's not a risk that I would take.
That sounds like a big job to have to fix after it's done.
They're going to seal my driveway in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
And I mean, it used to be, I feel like we used to see all our dads out there do that at one point or another. But I never recall any of it coming out good.
Yeah.
So I called a professional. I was like, no, thanks.
Your work bag is a weird place. If people went into your work bag right now, what would they find? I didn't realize it because it was buried at the bottom.
Yeah.
But about 11 years ago, I put a pair of black legging pants and black tank top in there just in case.
Just in case.
I don't know for what, but like in my mind, I'm like, if anything should ever happen, I've got these black leggings and this black tank top in this bag.
Yeah.
And they're still there. And I was cleaning it out. I was like, oh, and I just put them right back in. I'm like, no, that was smart, Anna.
That's an extra like 2 pounds in your bag that you've been carrying around for 10 years for no reason whatsoever.
They're pretty light. You never know, just in case.
I mean, you haven't needed them that whole time.
What's in your bag that people would be surprised?
At least 5 or 6 items, but I've pulled out something special for you right now because you just brought this up. It's a complimentary calendar that I received that has kitties and dogs on the front of it.
And a pig.
And I put in all my prospective vacation days for the entire year in there.
That's your vacation old school calendar.
That's right. It just works better. For some reason, it works better for me if I have like a visual that I can see it.
All right. So we asked around the office, what we went in your bag right now, your work bag. Mm. What would we find?
Laptop. And snacks. I like snacks.
What kind of snacks?
I like these edamame chip things. They're really good. And chocolate.
Nothing makes me happier than when I go into my work bag and there's a mystery granola bar that I didn't know was there.
But it's always so like excited. Smashed, right?
I don't care. I have no... I'll eat all those crumbs. If you're hungry enough, you'll eat whatever's in your work bag.
Perfume, always. Nail file, my passport. And then I have this random ignition speed Japanese bumper sticker that I don't know what it says because it's in Japanese, but it does say heaven.
Okay.
Wait a minute, but who's walking around with their passport?
That's what I said. What's going to happen at work that all of a sudden you're like, it's a good thing I have my passport here. Let's go.
I mean, if you have yoga pants in there, I guess the passport could go hand in hand. Just in case. Just in case.
Like in my wildest dreams,
yeah.
Right? Our CEO walks in and he says, Anna, I got a big job for us. We're going to L.A.
Yeah.
And I say, let me go put on my black leggings and grab my passport.
I mean,
but you don't need your passport.
No,
to go
you
to
don't.
LA.
And why would you want black leggings?
We're going to Paris for a really big job.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, yeah, let's go. Because I got to be comfortable on the plane, Raven. Duh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Multiple pens, more pens than you could shake a stick at.
What is your work bag? Because this looks like a full briefcase.
Absolutely. I take it with me all the time. I am in big trouble if something happens to this briefcase.
I just had this argument with my husband the other day because he needs a new work bag.
Yeah.
And he wanted a briefcase.
Yeah.
And I explained to him that nobody carries real briefcases anymore. That's not a thing.
Yeah, but he's like a vice president. Like, he probably could use a briefcase.
No, like a regular one. He's still a young man.
No, but I mean, I think that once you get to a certain level, you carry the briefcase.
No.
Now, as far as, you know, that individual carrying around that many pens, like, just one pen is all, I mean, maybe a backup pen in case that pen runs out of ink, right? You don't need
more. I
have
tiny hands. I have elf ears. I have some lipstick. I have some rocks and stuff. I really like rocks, so I'll pick them up and like put them in my knapsack.
So does my 4-year-old. Dakota, if you go in Dakota's backpack right now, my 4-year-old, all you'll find is rocks. But the fact that she has tiny hands and elf ears.
Right.
But then I heard this and I got jealous.
I'm just absolutely liberated. I don't need to carry around a bag. I don't. Hurts my shoulder. Not worth it. It's just everything I got, I need, I have on my phone.
She's living the dream.
Yeah, if she needs pants, she's wearing them. She came in wearing them. Wow.
Are you gross? 1-800-330-9999. You tell us what you do that you think is normal, and then we'll decide, is it gross or totally normal?
Mm.
Raven thinks it's disgusting that my family and I have shared towels in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain things that you should never do. I mean, sharing toothbrush, sharing towels, anything like that. I mean, it's taking actual cells of skin off your body. Why do you share that with somebody else? You've got a towel rack. I'm sure you own more towels than just one. Everybody can have their own towel. You can, you know, really enjoy that luxury.
No, you get out of the shower, you take the towel, you hang it, and the next person going in the shower, it's dry, you use that towel too. Two or three uses, then you wash it.
I mean, how often are you people showering that your towel is always dry if everybody's always using the same towel?
1-800-330-9999. Mike, what do you do that you question whether or not it's gross?
Yeah, I work in my yard with no shirt on, and my wife thinks it's gross. Am I gross?
Some questions I have. What do you have on your bottoms?
Jeans.
Okay. Are you in good shape, or how would you describe your body?
Wow. I mean, it's really wrong to ask the guy his BMI.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not exactly a gym enthusiast. I'm a bit stocky, but I'm not disgusting.
Dad bod.
Okay, that's fine. One last question. The hair situation. How much hair is on your body for you not to be wearing a shirt?
Fronts and backs.
Okay, so I do sort of look like a bear in that regard. You got me.
But that one's on your wife, man. That one's on your wife. If your wife is worried about the fact that you're too hairy in the front yard, where's she helping out with the manscaping?
Mm. I actually disagree with Raven. I think you are gross. I don't let my husband go outside and work without a shirt on. I make him put on a t-shirt all the time because I think it's weird. I think it's so strange that guys are just walking around on their front lawns with no shirt on, but a woman can't do that.
Mm, I mean, you can.
No.
It's your property. Remember that lady you used to drive by all the time?
Yes.
On that one spot in the front yard.
She used to sunbathe topless and naked, and I used to have a problem with that because the kids would see it, and then we would have to turn the car around and go look again. I think if you're naked sunbathing in plain daylight, you're gross, and I think if you're just taking off your shirt, you're gross. Put on a shirt. Emily, what do you do?
I only wash my hair once a week. Is that gross? Am I gross?
I mean, we've talked to people about this before.
I don't think you're gross.
I mean, some people will tell you it's good for your hair, right? For the oils and stuff. I mean, unless you're like, you know, an auto mechanic, right? Or if you work in a factory where there's all sorts of fumes every day.
My hairdresser made me buy a shower cap, and she made me stop washing my hair. I would wash my hair every other day or every 3 days I would do it. And she said, like, as little as you can wash your hair, the better, because it just makes it brittle and thin and, like, she said, only wash it once a week. And I started not only washing my own hair once a week. Sometimes I can't. Like, if I get a little greasy on top, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But even Dakota, my little one, I only wash her hair once a week now. And it's so much better.
Really?
It's less frizzy. It's more manageable. It doesn't smell, to be honest. So I don't know. I don't think you're gross.
The shower cap, huh?
I have a shower cap
now. You are
now.
89 years old.
I mean, it's very... I got it at the place where they blow out your hair. It's a very cool shower cap.
Oh, I'm sure.
But nonetheless, it's a shower cap.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a cool one. Wow.
Sometimes you do things and people think it's gross, but you think it's totally normal. So it's time for us to decide. 1-800-330-9999. Jessica, what do you do?
I bite my daughter's nails because I've cut her so many times when I've clipped them.
Yep. No, that's a normal mom thing.
Yeah.
I bite Dakota's nails all the time.
My husband finds it disgusting.
It's technically gross, but I mean, it's completely practical, and I understand why it happens. I mean, the gross thing is the thing where you suck out or blow out the boogers, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the grossest thing that you can do. Yeah, that's bad.
What is that thing called? The Frida? I forgot.
I don't know.
It's been a hot minute since I had to use one of those things.
It's the Frida, and I got like four of them in my baby shower, and they all got returned.
I tried to use it one time, and I'm like, listen, I'm pretty like gross in general when it comes to things, but this is too much for me.
Yeah, it sounds like a mouthful of booger.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
Edgar, go ahead. What do you do?
One of the things I do is actually sit at my desk and take off my shoes. You know, sometimes your feet get a little hot, so, you know, I just like to air it out. But some people think that it's a little... weird, but am I weird for having that out, my feet out?
Yes.
Yep.
I used to have a co-host. He used to take off his shoes every single day because he wanted to feel... He felt like he was more natural on the air if he took his shoes off because that's how he hangs out at home. I'm like, dude, put your shoes on. This is not your family room.
Yeah, what kind of bohemian hippie nonsense is that anyways? Yeah. I feel more in tune with the world because this is how I'm more natural. Right. Yeah, well, then take your shoes off and climb rocks. You want to be natural? Are you a caveman still, bro? Those times are over. You came here wearing soles and a reclined seat in your car, sir. You don't care about natural until you're here.
Edgar, put your shoes on.
Yeah, put your shoes on, man. I mean, even if it was your own office, like if you had a stressful event and you need a few minutes, okay, draw the blinds, take your shoes off, you know, wiggle your toes in the carpet, whatever you're going to do. But after that, put them loafers back on.
I like to imagine that you think when people get stressed out, they say, I got to take off my shoes.
You got to make little balls with your feet. You got to make little fists with your toes. That's what they say to do. Make fists with your toes and relax. You breathe it out.
Egg, are you there? Are you mad at us?
Your office smells like shoes right now, bro. Come on.
Trish, what do you do?
So whenever my kids get ice cream, we lick the same cone. I don't think that's gross, but is it?
No, I don't think it's gross.
I mean, I think it's a little bit gross. I think it's a little gross.
Why?
I mean, kids, listen, the mouth can be a sloppy place, all right? And if you're not somebody that I'm making out with, I mean, I know they're your children. Right. They come from you, of course. If there's a smudge of dirt on their face, you'll lick it off. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I understand all that. But you don't make out with them. All right?
You're not making out. What are you talking
about? Now you're licking the same ice cream cone, and there's saliva flying all over the place and ice cream. And
I will use my sleeve to wipe my kid's nose.
Okay, but that's different.
Half their ice cream, if they're not eating it, I will lick it right up. If it's melting too fast, how do you think I'm going to get that under control? What do you think I'm going to do?
I got
to lick it to get it ready for them. They're too little to understand how to lick the bottom to get it all to stay. Otherwise, it's just dripping down their face and their arms.
If you like that sort of thing, okay. But why not just get a sundae? We could each have a spoon.
The kids got to have the cones. That's like a thing.
What?
Yeah, they want it. It's been a lot of turmoil lately because a food history professor made the claim that pizza isn't originally from Italy, but it's actually American.
Say what?
Say what? So I've heard in the past that Greeks maybe had come up with it first, but this is the first time I've ever heard of anybody saying that Americans came up with pizza.
Well, I heard it's Italian Americans, though, right? At the very least, it was people that immigrated here from Italy that supposedly made it here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So he says that Italians basically made a flatbread with herbs on it, but it was the Americans that added sauce and made it pizza.
Mm.
Now, the Italian government was so mad about this claim the same day the article was published.
That World War III has been announced.
Well, not really.
Not really.
Yeah, Italy's ministers of culture and agriculture made a formal submission of entering Italian cuisine into candidacy for the World Heritage Site, which is with the United Nations.
Okay.
They were like, we're not dealing with this anymore.
Yeah.
We are tired of people trying to steal our thunder. We came up with pizza, and now the United Nations is going to vote in 2025. FYI, what are they so busy doing that we got to wait 2 years to take this vote?
I mean, Ukrainian war.
Maybe you're right. Okay,
You know, starvation.
I'd like to retract that last statement that I did. Yeah, okay.
People are sick.
Yeah, things are happening. Yeah. We could wait a couple years.
They're busy.
Yeah, they're busy.
Right, but you're on the list now. You're on the docket.
You're on the list.
Then, okay.
So we were talking about it here at work, and everyone's like, you got to ask your dad. You got to ask your dad. So my parents are from Italy. They immigrated here when they were teenagers. And when my dad moved here when he was 15 years old, that's what he did. He started making pizza. He came here and they offered him a job working in a pizza shop with family members. And that's what he's done ever since. And he has three pizza restaurants.
Yeah. So, I mean, he has experience. He has authority in this matter.
I was concerned about asking him because I wanted to make sure there was nothing he could throw at me or get angry.
A shoe.
Yeah. He took it pretty well. Daddy, what do you think about the fact that some historians are saying that pizza is from America and not from Italy?
They're full of
Okay, Daddy. We can't say that.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh, I don't think it's true.
Okay.
A pizza was made in Naples to the Queen of Margherita. That's why we call Margherita pizza. Pizza is Italian.
When you go to Italy, do Italians eat as much pizza as we do here?
No, we eat more pizzas here than anywhere else in the world.
What do you think that in Italy they eat more of?
Probably pasta.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually realized that from, you know, visiting is that it's not like here where you grab a slice of pizza Fridays. Like, no, it's just kind of normal.
I love the revision of from immediately comes out the gate with swearing to It's not true.
Right.
That's not accurate.
Right.
Exactly. Sustained.
Yeah.
Click.
And he dropped some facts. He's like, yeah, the queen of margarita. That's where we got the name margarita
pizza. I had heard that before.
Pizza.
Yes, I had heard that.
I mean, he knows what he's talking about. He's been making pizzas for, I don't know, 45 years or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with my dad on this one and say pizza's Italian and we should all just back off.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who his professor was, but I think he was just trying to get some clicks on there. If your name is John Smith, I'm going to refer to Dino on this one. Dino will tell me what the truth is.
Yep. Spring cleaning time. When the sun starts coming out and it gets a lot warmer, you know what that means? Get your junk out of your house.
Yeah. It's time to clean things up around your area. Unfortunately, most houses, they end up full with a bunch of stuff that you're kind of like, oh, do I keep this? Do I not? You're on the fence. It's difficult to let things go.
All right. So every day this week, me, Raven, producer John, we are going to select three things from our home, and then we will decide whether or not we throw them out for spring cleaning or if they get to continue another year.
Mm-hmm.
Raven, today is your day.
First up, a Patriots candy skull from Mexico. Not very well done. The story on this is I just got this after the Patriots won their second Super Bowl. It was my wife and I's first trip to Cancun, and we randomly saw a guy wearing a Patriots shirt. Seems strange at the time, but we got it. It belongs nowhere.
It goes nowhere in my house. I don't display it anywhere openly. It's tucked on top of the file cabinet in my office. It's not even a very well done candy skull.
So you've got a cheap ceramic skull from like to second Super Bowl 2004?
Well, it was a long time ago, man. And ironically, we went into one of those towns where they sell like silver, but you're not sure whether or not it's real or not.
Yeah.
And the janitor guy had a Patriot shirt on. And I was like, wait a minute, what? And then we found that.
I don't think you're
drinking tequila. You'll do a lot of
things. You just fell right in for the trap, right? That guy was a flag. He had the Patriots shirt on. Yeah. Anyway, long story short, being a Giant fan, you got to get rid of that thing.
I just don't think, I don't understand why you would buy a Patriots thing in Mexico. That doesn't even make sense. Just throw it away.
I mean, you know, again, at the time, it seemed like kismet. It seemed like it made sense.
Yeah.
This clock was so that my puppy would have something to listen to when we first got him. Barky was having a hard time sleeping, you know, separating from his mom and all. So if they say if you put something ticking in the crate, they sleep better. And of course, he's not doing any better being quiet now. Shh.
My dog, very obnoxious. When he hears his name, he just thinks that he's going to get some sort of snack or whatever. So it's a sentimental thing. It's just a regular cheesy clock, like one that we have hanging in here in the studio right now. I don't need it anywhere, but I could use it theoretically somewhere else. And I always thought if he gets a puppy brother, we might need a clock again.
You're never going to need the clock. I'm going to say you have to get rid of that. John, what do you think?
There's an app for that, dude. Toss it.
I mean, the app
thing
is... Do you
want me to put my phone in the crate with the dog all day? Come on.
Just saying.
I don't think it's one of those things that you're going to hold on to. You're never actually going to need it again.
You guys have a
get rid of that
cold, dark heart is what you both have.
And then there's these weird masks that I'm pretty sure I got like at a Pier 1 knockoff joint 1,000 years ago. My wife would never allow me to hang these anywhere in my house. These are from like my hippie days. I'm afraid of some bad voodoo spirits if I do get rid of them.
I don't know what kind of masks they are. It could be like African. It could be, I don't know.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
You got to not throw those away.
I agree.
You got to not throw those away at all because those are carrying a curse. And if you try to toss those out, they will return.
Anything that has to do with costumes in my house that I may need for social media, for bits on the show or anything like that, they get to stay. And I agree with John. Those things are probably possessed by the devil. And if you get rid of them, forget it. Your life is probably over.
That's correct. Can't wear these as Halloween masks. They're like 3 feet tall and like 4 inches wide.
Oh, they're big.
They do look scary.
Yeah, no, they should live somewhere safely in your house and you never get rid of them. But, but don't display them anywhere either.
You know who could wear those masks?
Who's that?
The demons that are possessed inside them.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll just hold on to those things. Everything else has got to go.
Got
to
go.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us, they let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Logan and Brianne. Brianne, what's going on?
Hey, so we are getting married, and we decided to do a destination wedding in the Caribbean. This is my first marriage, Logan's second, and we decided that it's going to be more of a friends more than family wedding, and so there's no kids. However, Logan has decided that he wants his kids from his previous marriage to be at this wedding.
Logan, what's your side of this?
I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, and I think it's important for them to be there for our wedding. altogether. She has a problem with it. We're not even having that much family. We're having some family around. So I don't see why it's such a big issue in the first place.
Well, I mean, are like other people bringing their children? I mean, that would be my first question.
No, we decided that no kids. And he just said there's not a lot of family around. So my issue is there's nobody to watch them. Everybody's going to be partying. You know, who's going to be responsible for them?
I will watch them.
But it's our wedding. You're going to go watch them during our wedding? You're not going to celebrate with your new wife? Like, don't you see the problem with that?
I mean, yes, I see what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm really good with my kids. You know, I always have my eye on them. So you know how good I am with them. Look at over at Frankie's party. I took care of them.
Yeah, but you're talking about our wedding. It's not a regular party.
I mean, there's nobody there that would help you out to watch the kids during the ceremony and all the other activities? Like, no, your mom's not coming or anything like that?
My parents are coming, but they're not going to be watching them. They want to celebrate also. His parents aren't traveling, you know. And then why are we going to invite our friends to celebrate and then have them babysit? That doesn't seem fair.
I'm pretty sure I can get one of your friends or your family to watch the kids.
Well, I mean, I understand the fact that it changes the entire dynamic of the trip. I mean, you're talking about destination wedding, no kids allowed, everybody's flying off. Yeah, it sounds more like a celebratory adult vacation for a week or however many days or whatever you go. I mean, if you bring your children, it's now a family vacation. It's not a honeymoon. Now it's a family vacation. It doesn't matter how good you are with them. I mean, obviously, if you're the one watching them and you're talking about somebody watching them during the ceremony, it means they're going to be rooming with you. It means that they're going to be with you. So if that's the case, I mean, it's a very different trip indeed.
Let's see what the audience has to say.
I mean, I just have to ask, Brianna, you have a relationship with the children, but, you know, you don't feel that it's necessary they be there.
No, absolutely. I love his kids, of course. And we are a family, but this is our time together. And then we'll have the rest of our lives to be with them also. Like, this is a one-time thing. We can celebrate when we get back.
All right. Let's see what the audience has to say. They may agree with you. If this is supposed to be an adults-only event, it's a lot of friends, and it's kind of a celebration and a party, and there's no one to watch the kids, 8 and 6 years old, then they're going to get left behind with mom. But they may see your side too, Logan, that they are your kids, and you feel better if they would be there with you, you know, for your wedding. They have to come, and they'll be the exception to the rule. They'll be the kids at the wedding.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Logan and Brianna are having a destination wedding. This is Logan's second marriage, and he has two children from his first marriage, an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. Originally, it was adults only. That was the plan. It was going to be adults only, but he says, yeah, but we have to bring my kids. Like, they have to be there for the wedding, but Brianna doesn't think so.
Yeah, well, I mean, first off, again, they had a conversation. They had an agreement, and they invited 24 of their friends to join them on this trip. And this was the plan that they had. They have no allocation for somebody to be the babysitter. They have no person that's elected to say, hey, I'll watch the kids during this process. Nobody has offered up to do that. So it changes the entire trip.
And Brianne says that it's not fair to do that because then they're going to be babysitting the kids and it's a family vacation and not the destination wedding they had talked about. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Elizabeth, whose side are you on?
Well, I can see both of their sides, but I have an idea for a solution. If these children do come to the wedding, which I can see how that's so important for their family, for his family, maybe the resort has a babysitting service. So after the wedding and, you know, before the real party at the reception kind of begins, let them go with the babysitter. And if her parents are going to be there, cannot the children room with them and maybe even fly home with them, and then the couple gets to still have their honeymoon.
The problem with that is that you're putting your children on everybody else, and you're constantly worried about them and asking them, and they said his parents aren't coming, so now you're asking friends and family and employees of the resort. I don't know if I would be comfortable with that.
Yeah, resort employees are strangers. You're in another country.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court. Logan and Brianna are getting married. It's Logan's second marriage, and they're doing a destination. Now, Logan has two children from a previous marriage. They're 8 and 6 years old. But they had talked about it being an adults-only marriage destination thing. So When Logan said he wanted to bring his kids, Brianne had a real problem with it.
Well, it feels like at this point, basically, you know, this is a surprise they weren't planning for. They don't have anybody allocated to go ahead and watch the kids while they're there. They've got 25 of their friends coming down here, a bunch of different couples. It's not even a whole lot of family. His parents aren't going to be there. Her parents are going to be there, but they didn't plan on watching the kids. She says, this is not what we talked about.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
Totally on the dad side. It's his children, man. Come on. That's a red flag to me right away. I'd reconsider the sole circumstance at this point. You know what I mean? That's his kids. I mean, how can his kids not be at his wedding?
I mean, I totally get what he's saying. On the other hand, if you had an agreement, you had a discussion beforehand. Brianne and Logan, they talked about this. There was going to be no kids, and then all of a sudden he changed his mind.
Yeah, but no kids and your kids is two different things. Taylor, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Not just marrying him, he's also taking the responsibility as a stepmom. And I understand they don't want, or she doesn't want kids at their wedding. I don't either when I get married, but those are his kids. If anything, hire a babysitter. Have the babysitter come and watch them. But I do believe they should at least be there for the ceremony.
Hey, Sandy, whose side are you on today?
I am definitely on the bride's side. And can I tell you why?
Sure.
We're hoping you will.
So I had got married a second time. And I had, between the two of us, we had six kids. We went off to Vegas and we eloped and we had the time of our life. You know, a marriage and a wedding are two very different things. And a blended family has its own complication. So enter this without the kids, because you'll have those kids with you forever. And there's a lot of challenges with being a blended family.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Logan, our audience agreed with you. They're your kids, and if you feel really strongly about them being there, then, Brianne, you have to be accepting of that and supportive of that.
Exactly. Thank you. It's important that my kids are there. They're my kids. You know, I want them to celebrate with us.
Yeah, I understand it. Then why did we plan a whole Destination Caribbean wedding if it's just going to be a family vacation?
Brianne, I understand your disappointment. I think that maybe you guys might want to look into providing a vacation for somebody to help you watch those children, right? Somebody that's going to be around to help at least on the very night of your wedding for rooming purposes and certainly assist you during the ceremony day and all that, if your other friends have been under the inclination that this is going to be an adult trip. So might be worth the investment to bring somebody else along to help in that regard.
Yeah, maybe it's an option. We'll have to talk about it a lot more.
All right, I wish you guys luck.
Yeah. Anybody else has a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,700. Michael, you ready to play?
I am.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it, Mike. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
So he's walking out of here. That door is going to close. He's not going to be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
Number one, Hilary Swank welcomed twins, a boy and a girl. She won an Academy Award for her role in what 2004 Clint Eastwood movie about boxing?
Million Dollar Baby.
Number two, Odell Beckham Jr. has signed a 1-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. He tore his ACL playing for what NFL team in the 2021 Super Bowl season against the Bengals?
The Los Angeles Rams.
Number three, Eddie Van Halen's guitar from the music video Hot for Teacher is expected to sell for as much as $3 million at auction. He was married to what actress from the 80s to their divorce in 2007?
Valerie Bertinelli.
Speaking of Valerie Bertinelli, she's been trending because the Food Network canceled her cooking show after 14 seasons, and she has no idea why. What's that show called?
At Home with Valerie Bertinelli.
And number five, Billy McFarlane, the founder of Fyre Festival, is out of jail and tweeted about Fyre Festival 2 in the works. The original Fyre Festival took place in what country? Give me a guess.
Brazil.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
3 out of 5 for Michael.
Not bad, but not great. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Hilary Swank welcomed twins, a boy and a girl. She won an Academy Award for her role in what 2004 Clint Eastwood movie about boxing?
It's Million Dollar Baby.
Yes. Number two, Odell Beckham Jr. has signed a one-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. He tore his ACL playing for what NFL team in the 2021 Super Bowl season against the Bengals?
He was with the Rams.
Correct. Number three, Eddie Van Halen's guitar from the music video Hot for Teacher is expected to sell for as much as $3 million at auction. He was married to what actress from the 80s to their divorce in 2007?
Valerie Bertinelli.
Speaking of Valerie Bertinelli, she's been trending because the Food Network canceled her cooking show after 14 seasons, and she says she has no idea why. What's that show called?
Home Cooking? Is it Valerie Bertinelli's Home Cooking?
It's Valerie's Home Cooking, so no. Number five, Billy McFarland, the founder of Fyre Festival, is out of jail and tweeted about Fyre Festival 2 in the works.
Great.
The original Fyre Festival took place in what country?
The Bahamas.
Yes. I mean, why? Why would you possibly think that people want to do that for a second time, that they would trust you, not to the exact same terrible situation as before?
I mean, when you think about trustworthy, you think about Ja Rule. I wonder if he's got his partner back.
No, I'm positive Ja Rule knows to stay away. All right, I'm sorry, Michael. He beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
That's all right. This is Michael, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, man. $1,800 tomorrow, Anna.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.